broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I want the record to be absolutely clear that I think BP is responsible for
this. Mr. Hayward, when you became CEO 3 years ago, you said that safety was going to be...
President Obama has spoken out against the law.
Excuse me, what's causing global warming?
STDs, they're in the water today, even in tap water.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we're onto it, man, even through the looking glass. Oh, man. How do you like that? STDs, man, are being caused by the water. Welcome back to our program. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, where right now you can look at live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of our show. You can also download every show the next day on the site. Just go over there and boom, you're downloading the show. So it's in your iPod and you are listening to it or not, as the case may be. Happy to do that for you. Happy to make that available to you. We're also going to be having forthcoming a reissue of our classic best of CDs from years gone by, as early as 1997. Man, that's 13 years ago. And maybe even earlier. Because, to be honest with you, when Jackie Gleason released those Lost Honeymooner tapes, they were just kidding about them being lost. I'm being serious. Some of our Miami stuff is lost, but if we find it, we're going to have a reissue of that. We're also going to open up our merchandise store very, very soon, because we've had a lot of questions about that. So go over to philhendryshow.com and pick up a backstage pass. Coming up, toy soldiers are banned in one school in Rhode Island. We've got Stephen Bozell joining us to talk about that, a father of two children in Corona, California, and one of his kids, a 11-year-old girl, goes to CK Corona Middle School there in Corona, California. We're going to talk to him about this. Now, there was a story here, and Mr. Bozell, you with us, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very fine. Thank you.
And, sir, I know that there was a story that you were referencing with your daughter, and this is really the crux of the problem that you ran into at your daughter's school. Is that right?
Yes, sir. The story was, if you don't have it there...
I've got it, but go ahead. Give me the background.
It was in the newspaper. We got a Los Angeles Times on although I prefer to take the Riverside Enterprise, which is also a good paper, and this was a story about a boy who went to school to honor American troops. He had on his hat, he had on an American flag, and he had little plastic toy soldiers. I don't know of any, you know, at the time, my thinking was, I don't know of any little boy in America or any place where they haven't had little toy soldier. Maybe you had that too.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And I know I did.
And you played toy soldier.
Yes, sir, you did. And so this little boy was in Providence, Rhode Island, and had toy soldiers on his hat and had on an American flag decal. Apparently the school that the little boy went to banned the hat because it was against the law. They got a zero tolerance on weapons.
Zero tolerance on weapons because there was a little plastic...
you have to understand, and I felt the way you did too, Mr. Hendry, if you just hear me out, because I feel duped by this mother and her son, and I feel duped by the Providence newspaper, because they described it in a way that I felt at first, like you do, that the little boy had a right to do it. But when I contacted my attorney, Dolores Blazengame, she said to me that there is a possibility there's fraud involved, in that I was defrauded into thinking that the little boy's hat with these plastic soldiers on it was actually a positive statement, when in point of fact I found out from my daughter's class and from the people over at CK Corona that it was in fact a violation of everything we hold dear on weapons bans and everything like that.
So all right, now hold on for just a minute. I gotta ask you here. This is a little boy back east who had a hat, and he had these little toy soldiers on it.
Yes, sir.
All right, now hold on, because I want to... He was told to go home because it ran against the school's zero tolerance for weapons.
Yes, sir, because if you think about it, technically, These are little toy soldiers that have guns, and they're laying that.
Yeah, but they're plastic.
Yeah, I know that, sir. However, the zero tolerance policy of this school in Rhode Island also says that they don't want even like fake guns. No gun. And so even if it's fake. And
fake? I mean, it's not only is it fake, Mr. Bozell, I hate to interrupt you, but not only is it fake, it's about, a half an inch long, and it's in the plastic, and in the plastic hands of a little plastic man. It's not even a gun. It's a piece of hardened plastic.
Yes, sir, but it's shaped into a gun. And you have to understand something. You can say, look, is a gun without a bullet in it a gun, or is it just a metal that looks like a gun? Well, you could say it's just metal that looks like a gun, or you could just say it's metal. You said that that's like a piece of plastic, yeah, but it's shaped like a gun.
Yeah, well, the one without the bullet, you can put a bullet in it, it becomes a gun. This you can't. Anyway, so you're saying to me that the zero tolerance policy of this school does not allow that.
That is exactly right. Now, again, please understand, I said this to my daughter this morning when I was reading the story. I said, this seems so ridiculous to me, and I looked up and I noticed that she was looking at me, and I asked her what was wrong, because she looked very disturbed, and she said, she just said nothing. She said, I have to go, Dad, but you're probably going to get a phone call. And so I kissed her goodbye, and she went to school. About 10:30 that morning, I got a call at my office from this Mr. Jody, who's the headmaster there at CK Corona, and he asked me to come to the school. Would I leave my wife at home? And he just wanted to see me, and the teacher, Mrs. Ashburn, wanted to see me as well.
Mrs. Ashburn.
Mrs. Ashburn, A-Z-B-E-R-N.
Okay.
And I'm probably Jewish or...
That's fine, sir.
But in any event, I went in front of the Mrs. Ashburn's class, which was my daughter's class, and that's when they began to ask me questions.
Now, who was asking you the questions?
The kids in the class.
And they were asking you questions, why?
Because I had expressed the belief that this little boy should be able to wear this hat with toy soldiers on it, and these young people at the school wanted to involve me in a dialogue, and this young boy, I think I've told you about before, Bradley, he's a very smart boy, he's 10, and he wears these glasses, and he has always wears a little tie. He was particularly aggressive. He asked me, did I believe in war? I said, yes, I did, and that's when...
That's when what, sir?
That's when they told me that I wasn't a fit father.
Okay.
And I said, well, I believe that war is necessary sometime, and they came back, you're not a fit father. You're not a fit father. You're not a fit father. And Mrs. Ashburn took up the chant. And she said to me, they could look into having my daughter taken.
They could look into what?
Having my daughter taken.
Having your daughter taken away from you because you expressed the opinion that toy soldiers on a hat are not weapons and it shouldn't violate a zero tolerance.
Well, but Mr. Andrew, understand, please. That's how I felt. I know that I was wrong now. I know that what the young people were telling me is true, that it does promote violence and that it is just as bad as any gun, because if you have a little toy soldier that is holding a weapon, you look at it long enough and you want to be it. You want to be it. And I don't mean you want to be you don't want to be a plastic man, but you know, that size, but you want to be a soldier and you want to go and kill. I know people say that you have to kill in war, but I know also it's bad. And that's what I wanted to say. I don't want you to say anything that's going to make my daughter think that I've gone back on what I pledged, because the school asked me to sign a pledge that I would support zero tolerance.
And why did you sign that, sir? Were you convinced that these young people were right, these kids that were telling you that you were not a good father, that you were told maybe you'd lose your daughter? Why did you sign that?
I signed it because I have been, I feel, my daughter's class, the sixth grade class at CK Corona, They've re-educated me in ways that I, you know, there's a saying in the Bible, Mr. Henry, and maybe you've heard about it. A lot of people have talked about it, and maybe you've heard about it. Let the little children come to me, and don't. I don't know how it goes, but
Do not suffer the little children, something like that.
Yeah. And
I think the quote you're looking for is out of the mouths of babes.
Out of the mouths of babes, yeah. Come pearls of wisdom. That's it. And these little babes at this school convinced me that there is something to this zero tolerance.
I think you were bullied, sir.
No, sir, I was not.
I think you were bullied. I think you were threatened, and I think you're saying this.
No, sir, you have that all wrong. And the more you say that, my daughter is in the other room listening right now, and I'm going to tell my daughter that the host of the show is not convincing.
You got your daughter eavesdropping on you, and she's going to go back to the school and report this to the teacher. Is that it?
My daughter wants to know that she can trust her father.
Of course she can trust her father. Her father has opinions. Her father has different opinions from other people. Her father believes that these little toy soldiers do not represent guns, that it's a perfectly acceptable thing for a little boy to have on his hat.
No, sir, I do not believe that. I do not believe that. I believe...
You really are convinced that that violates zero tolerance on weapons?
Yes, sir, I do. And I believe that the fewer of these kinds of things that we show our children, the more likely it is that our children are going to be better not to go to war and everything. And
really, not to go to war and everything, and then maybe they'll just lay down the next time somebody attacks them violently and wants to take something that belongs to them or hurt something that they love or hurt them. Maybe they'll just, you know, because they're against war, they'll just lay there and take it. Is that it?
No, sir. That's not it. You know, there is such a thing as trust in God and the golden rule. And
all right, hold on for a minute. Are you kidding me? I think this guy's daughter and her class have gotten together and brainwashed this father who believes that this wearing a hat with little toy soldiers on it does not violate zero tolerance at a school. And yet, when he offered that opinion, his daughter reported him to her school, which is out here in Corona, California, a private school, and they have in turn had him come in for a re-education, and he signed a pledge that he would not promote weapons again. Are these schools beginning to get between us and our kids? Is that what's going on, folks? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your calls with Steve Bozell coming up next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have with us Steve Bozell. The story was in Providence, Rhode Island, and it is about, and here is the name of the mother, Christian Morales, said her son just wanted to honor American troops when he wore a hat to school decorated with an American flag and small plastic army figures. But the public school... and this is a public school, the Teague School, I think is how it's pronounced, banned the hat because it ran afoul of the district's zero-tolerance weapons policy. Why? The toy soldiers were carrying tiny guns. According to Ms. Morales, his teacher called and said it wasn't appropriate. Morales' 8-year-old son, David, can you imagine this little boy may want to grow up someday to be a soldier? And let's say someday he becomes a Marine or a U.S. Army soldier, and he thinks back on the day that his public school made him take that hat off because they had zero tolerance for plastic soldiers. And he might even have to tell the story that, yeah, in my day, the schools in America didn't really want you to be a soldier. You know, they didn't want you to act out with these figures and things. Anyway, Stephen Bozell is with us, and Steve...
Mr. Henry, that's very unfair what you just said there.
All right, well, I mean, I wanted to get it out because I know... And I could be wrong, but I know that you were called into your daughter's school.
Well, I was not so much called in. I made a mistake this morning, and that was in. It's not so much that I read the story, but when I said that I don't see anything wrong with this, that's obviously going to attract the attention of my daughter, who, you know, was monitoring what I was going to say. All right.
So you said what you said, and you're, and it was of a different opinion of your daughter.
Yes, sir, it was. And that was a mistake because she's going to go and tell her teacher. Of course she is. I think all children should go to their school and tell the teachers in the school what they've seen and heard because, you know, Mr. Henry, there's a lot of parents out there that have illegal drugs in the house. Their parents engage in discussions.
Like what discussions? You talk. What are we talking about here?
Well, I'm just saying their parents talk about, you know, doing maybe sex, you know, illegal sex acts or what have you. And the kids, I think, need to go to the teachers and talk about it.
But that's not what you were doing. You were reading a story about a little boy who had plastic soldiers on his head. That ran afoul of your daughter and the school, your daughter's school's opinion of what should be zero tolerance. So she goes and reports you. And
no, sir, she didn't report me.
Well, I don't know what you call it.
She went and she mentioned it to her teacher.
I mean, it sounds to me like you got reported because you had to go into that school.
I went. They asked me to come in, and I said why, and they told me just to come. They'll tell me when I get there, and I did. And they said, we want you to talk to the sixth grade class because we think that they've got some ideas that you'd be interested in.
And now, see, but I don't know. To me, that's a red flag. And
why is that?
Because when you said to them, why should I come in? And they go, we'll tell you when you get here.
Well, that to me makes sense.
I don't know. And then when you get there, then you're talking to these kids, and they tell you that you can lose your daughter, custody of your daughter, and they tell you that you're not a fit father.
Yes, sir, they did. And at first it did upset me. But I know now that what these young people were trying to communicate to me is that they want a world where we don't have to go through another 8 years like we went through 8 years of a president that put us in a war and another war and another war and another war. And the wars just keep on going. We lived through that, and I enabled that. And I thank God every night now that I go to sleep that my daughter said to me, you got to have zero tolerance on this, because...
Were you a George Bush supporter?
Yes, I was. And I talked to these young people at CK Corona, and that one, especially that little boy Bradley, who told me in no uncertain terms, and this is hard to hear if you're an adult, but this boy was right. He said that I was the scum of the earth for the things that I've done to Iraqi civilians.
And what have you done to an Iraqi civilian other than supporting a war against the Taliban, a group of people that shielded al-Qaeda?
Well, what I've done at supporting George Bush, I can't count the dead. I can't count the dead.
I think that I can't agree with that. 877-876-PHIL as we talk to Stephen Bozell and zero tolerance at schools. Here is Adam in Tupelo, Mississippi. Adam, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks, Phil. I'm listening to Steve, and he's got these kids convincing him that it's not noble to be a soldier. And I spent two tours in Iraq and one tour in Afghanistan. I just got back last August. And those kids are very noble, very respectful. And what they're doing is keeping the bad guys chasing us over there so they don't come over here and hurt Steve and those children.
Okay.
I don't think you understand.
Sir, my daughter wants to know if you killed any Iraqis when you was there.
I don't think he should have to answer that question.
My daughter...
And I will not answer that question.
I don't think you don't answer that question.
My daughter wants to know.
Your daughter wants to know. Your daughter is not having the conversation.
Well, the only thing I could say to the gentleman then is that I appreciate very much your opinion, and I felt that way for a long time until Bradley and Justin and some of the kids... made me realize that I've been so stupid that I mean the kids told me, and it's hard to hear, but they said I'm so stupid that a bag of hammer, you know, yeah, you've heard the story about a bag of hammerheads is smarter than you. Well, that's what the kids said about me. It was hard to hear.
It was hard to hear. Some of those guys are going to be chasing your daughter whenever she's older, and they're going to talk you into things that you shouldn't allow to happen. You're getting overrun by children today. What's going to happen whenever they're teenagers tomorrow?
But they're making sense to me. See, that's the whole deal. They're making sense.
And Adam, thank you.
Make sense to you a few years from now.
All right. Thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. More of your calls for Steve Bozell on Zero Tolerance up next.
Phil Hendry.
Dumber than a bag of hammerheads.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And with me, Stephen Bozell, as we continue talking here about zero tolerance. And really, the zero tolerance we were discussing, Mr. Bozell, is not your daughter's school. It's this school in Rhode Island.
No, but I had the opinion about that school.
Right. But your daughter's school agrees with that. Plastic toy soldiers holding plastic little fake guns, that violates the no weapons policy.
That is correct, sir. And I expressed an opinion that my daughter felt compelled to report to her school. But you think, I'm getting the feeling that you think it's some kind of, like what I saw one time on a movie called A Killing Field, where the kids turn in their parents?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
No, sir, no. You are so wrong. I am so grateful that I went into that school and those children told me. And
you told me that these kids called you the scum of the earth? That you're going to have your daughter taken from you?
Sir, there are, as we said, I can only be insulted by myself. I can't be insulted by other people. Those children didn't insult me. They told me the truth about what I am. They said I was like something that dropped out of a dog's butt, you know. Because you have to understand that guns kill, and the more we have, the more killing and the more people die.
Well, I have to report this, and I'm not doing this. This actually came in. This is a story that broke during the break. Ronnie Lee Gardner, who a quarter century ago put bullets in the heads of two good men, died in the earliest. Where did you get this story?
What do you mean?
Where did you get this editorializing story?
Yeah, but I mean,
isn't there a news story you can get, Bud, that it doesn't editorialize in the first sentence?
Well,
anyway, he died in the earliest minutes of Friday morning with wounds from four 30-caliber rifle rounds to his chest. He became the third inmate in Utah to be executed by firing squad, which this makes me very happy, Mr. Bozell.
It does.
Yes, sir, it does. I'm in favor of the death penalty. It makes me very happy that we kill murderers.
Well, I can only tell you that America committed a crime tonight.
Are you crying?
I feel upset, yeah.
And I can't tell whether you're crying because your daughter is there monitoring your behavior.
My daughter's not monitoring my behavior. I am sorry for Ronnie Lee Gardner, and I'm sorry for the state of Utah that they had to kill a man to make a point.
Well, congratulations, Utah.
I wish you wouldn't say that, sir. I wish.
That's my opinion. You have your opinion. I have my opinion.
I understand that, but my daughter is asking that you not do that, and I think because she's my daughter. And
no, I'm not going to hold back my opinion on the death penalty. Of course not.
My daughter is offended by what you're saying, and she's asked. She just passed me a note. Would you tell that man to shut his mouth about the death
penalty? No, I will not shut my mouth.
About the death penalty?
No, I will not. No.
Hold on. Please tell Mr. Hendry, or we will mount a sponsor boycott.
I'd be happy to have your daughter mount a sponsor boycott of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, those are some tall words.
Yeah, I guess. No, I don't think they're tall words. A threat from a 12 or 11-year-old girl? No, they're not tall words at all. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here. This is Louise Marie in Winston, North Carolina. Louise Marie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Louise Marie. Oh, hold on for a minute. I apologize. Would somebody get that line up remote, please? Thank you. Louise Marie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Hendry, and hello to whoever that weak-minded individual is who can't stand up to 11 and 12-year-olds about American fundamental beliefs.
Well, that bitch ain't talking about me, is she?
Don't call my callers a bitch.
But she ain't talking about me.
Oh,
she's talking about you,
Your daughter is monitoring your behavior. the next room and you're calling people's names? Oh, you're a great role
my daughter,
model, all right?
My daughter asked me to speak strongly to you.
Oh, your daughter asked you to cuss me out?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, then you're obviously implementing wonderful values and morals in your children.
My daughter feels you deserve it.
Well, an 11 or 12-year-old should not speak like that. And if you're any kind of a good parent, you would spank her butt for talking like that.
My daughter didn't say it. I did. But I do
well,
concur
then you
with her.
Well, then you should not speak that way in front of your child. And you definitely shouldn't be calling a woman that you don't even know, who is probably young enough to be your daughter, names. Because that makes you look like an 11 or 12-year-old.
My daughter approves of it.
Everything you're saying here, Steve, is your daughter approves of it. Your daughter says it's okay.
If my daughter isn't bothered by it, then why should I?
You know what? You're an adult. Why don't you start acting like one?
I am.
No, you're not. You are not acting like an adult when you cannot support your own theories without calling people names to back up your arguments. That makes
you
a weak-minded, weak moral.
You call me a name.
You are weak-minded, weak-moral, and you are a bad American.
Ma'am, you called me a name right when you started.
I didn't call you any names.
Yes, ma'am, you did.
I said you're a bad father. You are a bad
father.
You're supposed to give your child morals and guidelines and have a backbone so that they can look up to you and want to be like you. You, sir, are what's wrong with this country. You are
merely-minded. Merely-minded. My daughter heard you, and she said call her a bitch. And I tried to dissuade my daughter, but she insisted.
You're instilling bad morals in your children.
Wait. Your daughter insisted.
Yes, because she heard this lady say that I was a weak-minded eunuch, and my daughter felt that that was the wrong thing to say.
I never said eunuch. I said bad American.
You just called me another name.
I never said.
And yet you're saying that I don't call you a name, and you just called me another name.
Excuse me, sir. Did I use a profane word in a derogatory manner towards you in front of your child?
Yes.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You said eunuch.
I didn't hear
Excuse
her say
me,
eunuch
sir,
at all.
Did I used one profane.
No, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that at all. I didn't hear
this,
that term at all.
This guy is so weak-minded that he can allow. You're so weak-minded that you allow 11 and 12-year-olds to dictate your behaviors, thoughts, beliefs, and opinions? Are you... If you come over to America and you kill American citizens, you're gosh darn right we're going to go into your country and we're going to defend our shores against enemies foreign and domestic. And you, sir, are a domestic enemy of this country.
Okay, my daughter just told me to say it.
You are kind of liberal, hippie morons that are ruining this country with its political correctness.
My daughter just told me to say it again, then.
I don't want to hear that word again. Do you understand?
I don't allow 12-year-olds to dictate my behavior, and neither should you.
My daughter just wrote me a notice that says, tell her to bring it.
Hey, you know what? Get your daughter out of there.
She said, go ahead and bring it.
Bring it? Bring what?
You're allowing a 12-year-old to dictate your conversations, thoughts, and beliefs. You are the most weak-minded man I have ever seen in my life. And when my best friend was holding his buddies after they had been blown apart in Iraq, and he watched them slip away, you are spitting on everything that they lived, died, and bled for. When his father was Vietnam, and he was defending your rights, well, you're probably partying it on. During the Civil War and the revolution of this country, people lived died and bled for the rights that you are currently abusing. You have the right
to
defend everybody.
To?
Wait a minute. What did you say?
I asked her, what part did they hold on to?
What do you mean, what part did he hold on to?
Because they got blown apart, and she says they're holding them.
As my buddies got their chest blown open by IATs, and my friend is holding them in their arms, watching them die, going into gutter death rolls and spasms, you, sir, are spitting on everything that they lived, died, and bled for.
Right. Exactly.
And my father,
exactly, Steve.
And you let a little girl.
Well, she said that they got blown apart, and then she said that he's holding them together.
If you're arguing over semantics, do you know what it is like? Do you know what war is about? Do you know that when people lose limbs and come back to this country and cannot find a job because of weak-minded people, are. You know, when somebody kills American citizens, it is my unadulterated right to fight for my country's freedoms and to live without tyranny and oppression within my own country.
I believe, I saw Saving Private Ryan, and I think that's all you need to know. And when I saw that, I was traumatized.
She's talking about, have you been in a war?
Yeah, I've been in a war.
Which war?
First of all, my daughter.
Which war were you in, sir?
Saving Private, World War II.
You were in World War II, and you got an 11-year-old? I don't think so. You're mad.
No, I saw the movie, I saw the movie Saving Private Ryan.
You saw a movie.
That's not being in a war.
It was almost like it. If you saw that movie, the trauma.
Weak-minded individual who allow 12-year-olds to dictate their behaviors, thoughts, and opinions. You are what is wrong with this country.
My daughter wants to know, do you ever sit on your husband's chest? I can't tell.
Would you get that child out of there before I hang up on you?
My daughter wrote.
Do I ever sit on my husband's chest? Do you want to rephrase that and sound intelligent for a minute?
Ma'am, my daughter wrote that down on a.
That is the most vile. You know something? If I were you, I would tell that child to go up to her room, and then I'd report that to the school. How about that? Because maybe she's learning that at the school.
No, you don't want to do that.
I'm believing in the fundamental belief that got this country its independence and its freedoms and all its rights of religion, free speech, right to bear arms, and the right to defend yourself, your family, and your property. You know nothing about this country.
I can't do that, honey.
What?
I can't.
Well, I want to hear it.
My daughter.
What is the note?
My daughter wants to know if this lady wears rubber shorts.
Okay, that's all I need to hear. Yeah, you know what I'm going to do?
That's what she asked. Do you wear rubber shorts?
You know what? Then you seriously need to think about the school you're sending your kid to. And you seriously need to think about the role model and beliefs and moral guidelines you are giving your child. Do you go to church, sir? Because I highly doubt it.
Ma'am, I fail to see what's wrong with asking whether you wear rubber shorts or not.
That's an insulting question, and you should know that. And I'll tell you something else.
If you will have to ask me a question like that because you can't even back up your own arguments unless it's by your daughter's diatribe opinions and thoughts, you, sir, are the weakest-minded individual I have ever met in my life, and I would kill for the opportunity to walk up and punch you in the face.
Ma'am, you know you kill. So, see, you're already all about killing and maiming and everything.
If somebody attacks America, I am going to fight, live, die, and bleed to defend my fellow Americans and your right to say what you're saying, no matter how unintelligent it may be. You
my
have
daughter
the
just
right
said good.
To say, you know what?
I don't want to hear about your daughter anymore, okay?
You have the right
but
to say
she said
what
it's
you're
a good
saying.
Thing she's got rubber shorts.
Excuse me.
You know.
No, it's a good thing you've got rubber shorts, because if you're bleeding all over the...
Would you shut up and let her finish, and then we're going to go to a break?
Excuse me, sir, I am talking.
A man died tonight. A man was killed by a firing squad tonight in Utah. You people are yelling. A man was killed by a firing squad.
Good, I'm glad he was killed by a firing squad.
He killed three other people, and as far as I'm concerned, I would have been loving if I was the one who got to pull the trigger. You have the right to say what you're saying because everyone in my family, my military lineage, died and bled for your right to say what you're saying. Because if you lived in a third world country right now, and if the foreign powers disagreed with what you said, they would come to your house, take you and your kid away, kill you, or throw you in the deepest, darkest, dankest hole.
And they fought and died for your right to sit on your husband's chest.
That's it. All right. I got to take a break. I appreciate your call very much. Lisa Marie, thank you. From Winston, North Carolina, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more of your phone calls for Stephen Bozell, or is it for Stephen, his daughter, here on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I don't want to talk to you off air, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, I can listen to you talking about how you do a talk show.
I was talking to my producer during the break. Yes, sir.
All right. And you're saying, oh, you know, where do people live? What are their addresses?
No, I didn't say what are their addresses. I said, when I say where people live, I mean, what are the emotional issues? What are the core issues for people? That's what I meant.
And yet you say that you celebrate and you're happy about a man who was killed tonight in Utah on a firing squad.
You know, Mr. Bozell, think back, okay?
No. I just want a yes or no answer.
Sir, think back before this morning. You used to have my opinions.
No, I want a yes or no answer, sir. Isn't that right? Aren't you happy about that?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. And you're not embarrassed to say that?
Not in the least. No, not in the least.
So you're happy that Ronnie Lee Draper...
Oh, would you stop? The guy was a murderer. Okay.
And I think it is a very low point for a civilized society to reach where you have to take a gun and shoot a man, and he is a human being, too.
He's a murdering scumbag, and there's no way you're going to rehabilitate him. There was no way that guy was ever going to become anything other than probably the best he could be was a trustee in the prison, probably dropping people's breakfast off to them, maybe pushing a book cart around or whatever the hell they do, okay? Maybe being a trustee to the warden. But that guy was a murdering animal, and I'm glad what happened to him.
And you don't feel bad about saying that at all, do you?
No, I don't. I'll write a song about it. I've never been opposed to the death penalty, and I never will be, and you're just going to have to go a long way, Mr. Bozell, to get me to feel bad about that.
Well, my daughter says that she's taking note of these things.
You let your daughter take note of it, and let your daughter try to mount an advertising boycott, and let her do whatever she wants to do. It doesn't bother me. 877-876-PHIL. Here is John in Tucson, Arizona. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from up in Connecticut originally. I live down in Arizona now. September 11th, I was down there when those towers collapsed, moving cars, so the emergency crews could get through. And that was 4 years after I got out of the Marines after my time in Iraq. And I carried a weapon for this country. And no, I never wanted to kill anybody. But that was part of the job when you're dealing with men that want to kill you. Have you ever heard of Sharia law?
How could you be in Iraq before 9/11? That's what you just said.
Pardon?
You said that you were out of the Marines by the time 9/11 came around. You've been out of the Marines for 5 years, but you'd been in Iraq. How is that possible?
We've been in Iraq since 91. We went back in 97.
Been in Iraq. We've been in Kuwait. We ain't never been in Iraq.
Really? You go back
That's right,
look
sir.
At the news. All right, we were also in Iraq.
When did we go into Iraq?
We went into Iraq. We invaded Iraq, okay, as part of the freedom of Kuwait. I mean, we rolled the army up through Iraq.
We went into Kuwait. Boy, that's a violation of international law.
No, you idiot. Didn't you hear Schwarzkopf said that they had the Hail Mary? Don't you remember that, the Hail Mary?
No, that's football.
No, he pushed the army up through the... Go ahead, sir. I don't even want to just... Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you're not kidding, sir.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I followed that war, and Schwarzkopf sent the army up through the desert. He had the Marines out there on the in the Mediterranean, and that's what he called his Hail Mary, man. He flanked their ass.
Damn right. Darn right. Sorry.
I don't...
Well, go ahead.
I understand zero tolerance at schools. Yeah, kids should not have weapons in school, period. But it goes a little far when you're worried about toy soldiers on a hat or a picture of a soldier on a shirt, which is where it's going. These men are being demonized for being soldiers that defend this country. And that's the sickening part.
My daughter wants to know how many Iraqis you killed.
Don't answer that question. I'm not going to have any soldier answer that question. I don't care if your daughter asks it forever.
She wants to know, Mr. Henry.
Well, she's not going to find out. I'm not going to let my listeners answer that. Go on, John.
No
problem. He wants to say everything he wants to say.
My children know about guns. None of my children have ever held one. I don't approve of just, under controlled circumstances, if I was a target shooter and wanted to teach my kids to be target shooters, that's one thing. That's not what I do. But I understand kids.
You let your kids take target practice on what? On like a dummy? On a man dummy? Or what? How do they?
Paper targets.
What are they?
Bullseyes.
Is it a cutout like a guy's head?
It does not necessarily have to be a silhouette.
Like that. That Dirty Harry movie
targets.
I saw. That. Yeah. What about if I could ask you now? What do you think about that man in Utah that got killed?
Brother.
I feel a whole lot worse about the two people that he killed.
That he did kill, right. Thank you, John, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Thank you, Mr. Bozell.
This is the worst I've ever been treated by anyone, including my wife.
Phil Hendry.